Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Not Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon by Peter Schweizer, presents a provocative argument about immigration as a strategic tool rather than only a humanitarian or economic issue. Drawing on Schweizer's established style of investigative political writing, the book frames border policy, migration surges, and the surrounding public messaging as leverage points used by powerful domestic actors and hostile foreign governments. The central premise is that immigration can be engineered or exploited to reshape elections, strain institutions, and redirect public resources, while elites profit politically or financially from the resulting disorder. Schweizer positions the debate as one of national sovereignty and security, contending that the public often sees only surface-level controversy, while the real incentives and influence networks remain hidden. The book aims to connect policy decisions, lobbying, philanthropy, and geopolitical competition into a single narrative that challenges conventional explanations. Whether readers agree or disagree, it is structured to push scrutiny toward who benefits, who pays the costs, and how state capacity can be weakened through sustained pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, immigration as a lever of political power. A major theme is the idea that immigration policy can function as a mechanism for acquiring and preserving political power. The book's argument, as conveyed by its framing, is that debates over enforcement, asylum rules, and interior enforcement are not merely policy disagreements but instruments that can shape the electorate, shift representation, and influence turnout incentives. By focusing on outcomes rather than rhetoric, Schweizer emphasizes how large-scale migration can change local governance burdens, alter public spending priorities, and affect the political alignment of communities. The underlying claim is that elites can support certain policies while externalizing costs onto border regions, cities, and taxpayers, creating a durable advantage for those with institutional control. This topic likely explores how media narratives and moral framing can reduce scrutiny of policy trade-offs, allowing contentious choices to be portrayed as inevitable or compassionate, while the distribution of benefits and harms remains uneven. The reader is encouraged to examine who gains from permissive or chaotic systems, how bureaucratic discretion can substitute for democratic consent, and why policy outcomes sometimes appear misaligned with stated goals. The thrust is not that every actor coordinates, but that incentives can produce an effect that resembles coordination and can be politically decisive over time. Secondly, foreign adversaries and the weaponization of migration flows. Another core topic is the geopolitical use of migration as a pressure tactic. The book positions migration surges as potentially influenced, encouraged, or exploited by foreign powers seeking to weaken social cohesion, overwhelm administrative capacity, and divert attention from other strategic aims. In this framework, mass movement of people becomes a form of asymmetric competition, cheaper than conventional conflict and harder to deter because it is entangled with humanitarian concerns and legal protections. Schweizer's thesis suggests that adversaries can benefit from polarization inside the United States, from burdens on local services, and from security gaps created when institutions are inundated. This topic would likely explore how state and non-state actors can amplify push factors through propaganda, economic disruption, or permissive transit arrangements, and how they can use disinformation to inflame domestic divisions once migrants arrive. The emphasis is on understanding migration not only as an individual decision, but as a phenomenon that can be nudged by actors with strategic intent. The reader is prompted to think like a security analyst. What vulnerabilities does the system present? How do bottlenecks create exploitable chaos? And why do certain responses appear reactive rather than preventative? The broader message is that border control and immigration adjudication are part of national resilience, not just policy preferences. Thirdly, elite incentives, profits, philanthropy, and policy capture. The book's subtitle points to American elites as key players, and a central topic is the set of incentives that can lead influential institutions to favor immigration outcomes that impose diffuse costs while delivering concentrated benefits. Schweizer's typical investigative angle focuses on money, networks, and influence. So this topic centers on how corporations, donors, advocacy groups, and political organizations might gain from a steady flow of labor, contracting opportunities, or expanded budgets for services and administration. The argument is that elite preferences are often insulated from the immediate consequences of disorder, allowing a mismatch between. This section likely examines how lobbying, campaign finance, litigation strategies, and foundation funding can shape enforcement priorities and legislative agendas without transparent accountability. It also underscores the reputational incentives. Supporting certain stances can signal virtue, align with institutional ideologies, or deflect attention from broader governance failures. The reader is encouraged to evaluate policy debates through an incentives lens, asking what each stakeholder gains, what risks they avoid, and how narratives can be engineered to discourage scrutiny. The concept of policy capture appears in the background. When complex systems reward organized interests, the resulting policy can persist even if voters repeatedly express dissatisfaction. The aim is to make the hidden architecture of influence more visible and measurable. Fourthly, border systems, legal pathways, and administrative overload. A practical pillar of the book's argument is that immigration becomes a weapon when systems are designed, interpreted, or managed in ways that create predictable overload. This topic focuses on the mechanics, asylum backlogs, court capacity, detention limitations, parole authorities, and the incentives created by slow adjudication. When capacity is overwhelmed, enforcement becomes selective and inconsistent, which can encourage further inflows and deepen public cynicism. Schweizer's framing implies that the critical issue is not only laws on the books, but the operational reality of processing, monitoring, and removal, and how discretion can effectively rewrite outcomes without legislation. The topic likely connects administrative overload to broader governance effects, strained budgets for local schools and hospitals, pressure on housing, and conflicts between federal, state, and municipal authorities. It also touches on security concerns in a system sense, emphasizing that gaps emerge when identity verification, vetting, and follow-up become difficult at scale. Readers are guided to view border policy as a chain of interdependent steps, where failure in one link cascades into others. The book's perspective suggests that reforms must address incentives and capacity simultaneously, because legal changes without operational capability simply shift the bottleneck. This section provides the scaffolding for understanding how a complex system can be steered toward dysfunction. Lastly, public narrative management and the battle for legitimacy. A final major topic is how legitimacy is shaped through language, media framing, and institutional messaging. The book's premise implies that immigration debates are heavily influenced by selective storytelling that highlights certain human realities while minimizing or dismissing others, especially those related to security, fiscal costs, and social trust. This topic explores how narratives can be used to constrain the range of acceptable policy options, making enforcement-oriented approaches appear cruel while portraying permissive systems as morally mandatory. Schweizer's approach often emphasizes that information ecosystems are part of political strategy, so the book likely argues that elites and aligned organizations can manage public perception through coordinated messaging, expert authority, and the strategic use of crises. The reader is encouraged to look for patterns when terminology shifts, when debate is moralized rather than quantified, and when criticism is treated as illegitimate rather than answered on the merits. The broader point is that narrative control can substitute for democratic persuasion by reducing complex trade-offs to slogans. This topic also connects to polarization. When people feel their lived experiences are denied, trust erodes and extremism becomes more attractive. The section underscores that immigration policy depends on consent, and consent depends on credible information. Without shared facts and transparent incentives, the policy conversation becomes a battleground rather than a problem-solving process. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who follow U.S. politics, national security, and public policy, and who want an argument that treats immigration as a strategic arena shaped by power, incentives, and geopolitics. It will also interest journalists, students, and civic-minded readers who want to test mainstream assumptions by examining who benefits from current outcomes and how administrative systems can be pushed into dysfunction. The potential benefit is not only learning a specific thesis, but adopting a sharper framework for evaluating policy, incentives, capacity, and second-order effects. Readers may come away more prepared to question narratives, demand measurable accountability, and separate compassion from operational reality so that humane goals do not become cover for ungoverned systems. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on economics or moral philosophy, Schweizer's value proposition is investigative orientation and conflict framing. The topic is often discussed as a domestic culture war. This book presses readers to consider foreign leverage, elite network effects, and institutional vulnerabilities. Even readers who disagree can benefit by treating it as a structured challenge that forces evidence-based counterarguments. It is worth buying if you want a cohesive, security-minded critique that connects immigration outcomes to broader questions of sovereignty, legitimacy, and resilience in a competitive world. If you would like to support Peter Schweizer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.